Hi, I'm Jill McCallum. I'm the president of the Maroombula Water Dragons. I'm also a coach and a sweep for the club.
For those who don't know, like myself, what does dragon boating involve?
Dragon boating is an ancient sport. It's been around for thousands of years, obviously originating in China, and it's been developed over the last probably 30 years in Australia, and we're part of a huge organisation worldwide, and we're just a small part of it down on the south coast in Maroombula. We have a number of boats down here. We have a 10s boat and a 20s boat, so we have a crew of 20 in a normal boat, and we have a steerer at the back. We often call them a sweep, and when we're racing, we would have a drummer as well, so we can fit 22 people in a normal boat, and in the 10s boat, we can get 12. The idea of dragon boating is to move the boat from point A to point B as fast as you can. And when you race, there's different distances that you travel. There's now a new one, which is only 100 metres. 200 metres, 500 metres, 1K and 2K are the standard sort of race lengths. And you start and you just paddle your heart out to the end. So the timing is crucial. Paddlers try and get their paddle in and out at the same time and apply maximum force to propel that boat forward in the fastest time possible. That's about the gist of it.
That's a very good explanation, Jill. It sounds like a lot of fun. Are there many other clubs down here on the south coast?
No, there's not a lot of us. Our nearest clubs are Naruma and one at Maruya, which is called Nature Coast, and I think there's one at Jindabyne. And we form what a region, like the southern region, and that comes down from Illawarra. There's probably about 8 clubs in that from Illawarra down to here. Actually, there's one at Mallacoota as well, which is a very new club just over the border. So it's not a lot of clubs in this area, but like in Sydney, there's heaps to choose from.
So. Yeah, right. And so how does it work in terms of, you know, like a football season, you've got your set amount of teams that compete against each other. Is that the same, so the southern region teams compete against each other, or do you compete against different regions? How does that work?
There's a regatta list put out every year by each state and, well, even the world body as well. And you can really just pick and choose at a club level what ones you want to go to. So we tend to go to Canberra and race in Canberra. There's about 10 or 14 teams in Canberra. It's quite a strong dragon boating community. And we often go up there, and if we don't have enough numbers from our club here, we can't get 20 paddlers, we will share and get some Nature Coast or Maruya paddlers, so sort of any teams in this area, we'll all join together and we'll race as a region. So you can race as yourself or you can race as a region. And we've got selection trials coming up soon for people in our region to go to the Nationals in Adelaide next year. And then we have a state carnival as well where we take about 40 people up to Penrith and we race against all the New South Wales clubs as well. So there's quite a bit of competition around, but obviously where we are, it's really hard to get to a lot of them because of the tyranny of the distance. So.
Yeah, for sure. And can you just give us some dates of those trials and those upcoming events?
Well, the trials will be, you do them individually and just post in your results from the trials. Team would be picked probably just before Christmas. We're actually going to Canberra, hopefully today, to race in a regatta in Canberra tomorrow. It might be a little bit wet, but it's a fairly new crew that we're taking up, and it's a 10s racing over 500 metres. They're quite regular, but the Nationals is in Adelaide in early April, and there'll be a whole group of us going over to that to race. But we're concentrating on this weekend. It's our first regatta for quite some time, and we're hoping just to have a whole heap of fun and race well.
Yeah, hopefully you've got the boat turned upside down or with a cover on it on the way to Canberra. Can you tell us a bit more about this weekend? So it's a regatta, so you were saying earlier, so that's kind of like your regular competition type thing, competing against other boats from Canberra. Who's going up? Is it purely the Water Dragons from Maroombula, or have you got other members joining, and what's expected on the weekend?
So we've got about 15, 16 people travelling up from Maroombula. We're joining with the Nature Coast team from the Maruya area. They have about the similar numbers. We're racing women's teams, so that's 10 women and a drummer and a sweep, and we've both got teams in that. There's an open, which is we put as many men. We are actually lacking male members, so if there's any males out there that think they might like to give it a go, give us a call. The open boat is usually as many men as you can possibly race, and then there's a mixed boat where you have even numbers of males and females in the boat, and it's over 500 metres. So This is really one of the harder races because it's not over really quickly. It's actually to do with power and timing, so it's more of an endurance. It doesn't sound far, 500 metres, but you're moving a tonne of boat down the water, so it's quite heavy. Canberra have a really good regatta season when they're able to run it. They've already cancelled one regatta due to the weather, but it's about every 2 weeks there's a regatta on up in Canberra, and they have quite a good season. And it sort of culminates in their championships and the nationals as well. It sort of builds up towards that. So you hope that you've got your boat running well by the time you get to nationals, and you can go and have a really good competition when you get there.
Sounds like you need a good base level of fitness to be involved in it. What advice would you give to people who are maybe thinking about getting involved, and how can they do that?
There are a couple of ways you can do it. We have been running a new paddler program where we've actually been getting just brand new paddlers together, putting them in a boat and teaching them how to paddle. We've got a course finishing in the next couple of weeks, so you can come and join up with that. We've got one probably March, April next year that we'll be running. And Saturdays, if anyone really wants to come and have a go, Saturday is the best time to come and do that. We actually just pop you in the boat with all the existing team and off we go. That can get a little bit confusing and intimidating because you are sitting among fairly experienced paddlers, but we try and make it as easy as we can for you. And, you know, you either like it or you don't, but you get 5 free goes before we even talk about signing you up to join. You can come 5 times in a row, or you can come 5 times over a period of a couple of weeks. So that's probably one of the easiest ways to join, and that's just a Saturday morning. They can find us on our Facebook page and message us, and you can come and have a go. But not really base level fitness. If you are normal, active sort of person, you'll fit in no problems. It doesn't take long to get the muscle memory. Yes, it is a water sport, so yes, you do get wet. And, you know, on the way along, you make heaps of really good friends. And, you know, I've got lifelong friends now that I've met since I've been dragon boating. It's great.
Jill, it sounds like a fun sport to be a part of. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, we're not only a dragon boat club where we race. We do have an awful lot of fun along the way. We have quite an active social group among the members, and we do all sorts of things. So you met us at the market on the weekend. We were selling Christmas puds to raise funds. So we had a fantastic day when we made Christmas puddings. It was a lot of fun. And we had a wine tasting night planned for last year, but with COVID that all got cancelled. But we'll be doing that again this year. So we're not just a sporting club, we are a bit of a social club. We do have lots of social activities. So if you want to get involved and meet people and, you know, have a fairly active physical life as well as a social life, then we're probably a pretty good club to join.
Jill, thanks so much for your time today and for taking us through dragon boating. I really appreciate it.
No problems. Thank you for that.